And then it got more powerful than it. It was. I said, Lord, bless him. And suddenly the power of God hit him. And his body was flung over the heads of 2-3 rows of people. And fell about almost 18 feet away from me. And I said, Lord, be gentle. I didn't know what it was. The pastors, local pastors, knew who he was, that he was the chief sorcerer of there. But they were so afraid that he would put a curse on him. They didn't say a thing. Well, he hit the dirt and could not get up. It was like an angel. Angels are real. Angel came and stepped on him. And he could not get up. He was roaring. Eventually, I went to get a drink of water and found him with the pastors. And he could not get up until he confessed Jesus as Savior. And the pastors prayed for him then, and he got delivered. And some of those, see, this 2 weeks ago, after more than 30 years, I saw the granddaughter of one of those sorcerers. And she had, her mother had come to Germany, and she had gotten her medical degree now. This young, I told her, her name was Irene. I showed you a picture last night. Irene Konicki. She was one of the granddaughters of those sorcerers who got saved. So it's go into all the world, preach good news to every creature. The apostle, as we look, he gives us the apostolic authority and the apostolic power to bless people of every nation and tribe and language. There is an anointing that I pray come over you with a commissioning from the glory of God, that may each of you come into your calling. There are people I see that if you have destiny that needs to be fulfilled. And then until that is fulfilled, I say, you know, like people, there are times where people are hit by things like cancer and all of that, and your destiny has not been fulfilled. And I something rises up and I say, cancer, you cannot stay here. They have a calling, heavenly calling, and they're going to complete it in Jesus' name. So cancer has to bow to the authority of Jesus' name. And, you know, cancer has to bow to Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to finish this by giving you just the thought on apostle and high priest. Say high priest.
High priest.
Jesus not only commissions us and gives us authority and anointing, and each of us has a heavenly calling, but then he is the high priest. The Lord established priesthood under, basically we learn about it, was the Moses, Aaron, and you can Google, for example, they worship some of the official worship, it was called the Tabernacle of Moses. You Google Tabernacle of Moses, and you will see pictures of artistic renditions of what those people in Israel in the wilderness, as they came out from the book of Exodus. Remember 10 Commandments, Moses, that Charlton Heston? I often said, if Moses does not look like Charlton Heston, I am not going to say, I'm going to say, hey, you're not Moses, you're Charlton Heston is Moses. Anyway, that movie made an impression on me. But as they are delivered, and this is for you and I, as we are, when we are saved, then our journey of Exodus journey starts. And God is leading us towards our promised land provision. But often, we need as they needed the Lord's presence every day, we need the Lord's presence every day. And you look at those renditions, and you will find thousands of tents, east, west, north, south. These were the tribes of Israel. And in the center is the place of worship. And it's the tabernacle of Moses. And that's where the high priest would offer the sacrifice. And you would see the Shekinah. And it's the glory of God. And it's like a mighty, awesome pillar of fire that's right in the middle of the camp. And it's burning. And at night, when you looked out of the tent, you could see the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. And that was the presence of the Shekinah glory. Now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that glory is around you and I. And that presence, in fact, the Hebrews tells us we have better promises than them. Just think, they looked out and they could see the Shekinah glory, the pillar of fire at night, cloud by day. And yet, you and I have even better promises of God's blessing and affirmation and presence with us. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's what the Lord has told each of us. So say, He's never going to leave me. His presence is with me. And they would offer sacrifices, but Jesus is the ultimate high priest. There is no greater priest than Jesus Christ. They offered sacrifices of rams and bulls and goats. But Jesus, once and for all, offered himself as the eternal sacrifice. Yes. He was crucified at Calvary and became. So he is the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. There's no father, no mother in the sense of eternal as far as human is concerned. That was Melchizedek. And he is in that order of priesthood of Melchizedek. And as the priest then, what the priest would do would be, this is, the priest was commissioned in Numbers. We look at Numbers, the book of Numbers, and you find, and I'm going to end here, in Numbers number 6. He would say to the high priest, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So they would lift up their hands and they would say this blessing. Now, you find, as you, in Luke, you find, Luke, the force is with you. Luke 24. I have my iPad. Jesus gives the Great Commission to his disciples. And then when I saw that, it just freaked me out. I'd never seen this before. Jesus, after he's raised and given them the commission, he leads out. It says in Luke 24, verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted his hands and bless them. This is Jesus, the high priest, blessing his disciples and sending them forth. So not only does he give us the Great Commission, but we have to put it in context. That is not the full package. As he commissions you and I, then he, as the high priest, blesses you. And we can look back at Numbers and see this is what the Lord, it says, the high priest was asked, but the high priest was told, this is your commission. You raise your hands and bless my people. You know how they would raise their hands and bless them? You would think, Lord, bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Have you heard? You've heard that. One of my favorite heroes died this year, early part of this year. His name was Leonard Nimoy. Yes. And he was Mr. Spock. The original Mr. Spock. And when they were writing the script, he was right there with them. Nimoy, you are going to be Mr. Spock. And you're going to give them a Vulcan greeting. And we don't know what to do. Is it a special handshake that they give or what kind of thing? And Leonard Nimoy remembered that his father would take him to synagogue, Orthodox Jewish synagogue. And his papa would be there as he was just an 8-year-old kid. How many of you watch Star Trek? Raise your hand. Hey, it is great to see this many Trekkies here. Wow, I feel at home. Some places, and they are saying, huh? There are just a few. There's a whole multitude here. Remember? And Leonard Nimoy, as his papa would tell, now the priest is going to, the rabbi is going to bless us. And the rabbi would raise his hands, and it would be like this. Remember? The Vulcan blessing. And Mr. Spock would say, live long and prosper. Remember? It is basically a summary of number 6. And this is how the high priest would bless them. This is the first letter in Hebrew for God. And this is how. And as the high priest would raise his hands, he had just sacrificed, offered the sacrifice, and his hands were covered with blood. And covered with the blood of the sacrifice that atones for the sins of the people. Then he would raise his hands and bless them. And it's with the full authority of God. The blood has been shed. The atonement has been made. Therefore, you and your children and your families can walk in the full blessing. The blessing is yours. Because the price has been paid. The sin is obliterated. Now, by his stripes, you can be healed. Yes. Now, in Luke 24, Jesus commissions his disciples, but he raises his hands. So guess how Jesus raised his hands? It was like this. He is the apostle and high priest. And as he raises his hands, you see the nail prints. And Revelation says, and the blood is ever fresh. He is a lamb freshly slain. So the blood is dripping from his hands. He is the sacrifice himself. And he is releasing that blessing. The Lord bless you. Turn to your neighbor, say, the Lord bless you. And he is blessing you. I'm going to speak this over you in a moment. With as we prepare ourselves to go into the new year, as we prepare as intercessors and representatives of the gospel of Jesus, may the Lord empower you. And then you find that wherever the Jewish people go, I just want to make a comment. You think of Steven Spielberg, or you think of other people, Oppenheimer. Well, in music, or in the arts, or in business, wherever they are, whatever oppression people put on them, they will always prosper. Why is that? Because the blessing has been spoken over them all these centuries. And that blessing belongs to you and I through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Give him a clap offering. So, the Lord bless you. That means I am going to provide for you in the wilderness, and I will protect you and your children day and night. If there is any enemy rises up, we need to freshly walk in that blessing. For your children's sake, grandchildren's sake, we receive and apprehend by faith, say, the sacrifice, the atoning sacrifice has been made. And on that basis, I claim the full package. I claim the blessings of Abraham. They belong to me. The Lord bless me and keep me and my children. Today, I believe fresh protection wants to come. As the enemies are out there planning whatever terrorist attacks or whatever they do, or our soldiers are going to go out there far away from their families to give more protection, whatever, we then need to walk under the blessing of Abraham. We need to speak that blessing in context with revelation knowledge of to all our children and bless them now, and bless other workers, our law enforcement, other people, our police. We need to speak blessing on them, that the Lord bless you and keep you. That means I'm going to protect you. And this is, instead of laying hands, they would raise their hands. And this is the context of that. Know your identity. You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Ourselves, see, God tells us, 1 Peter 2, you, parents, you are a royal priesthood. You can lay hands on your children and bless them, and know no power of darkness can come over them and define them. We have to aggressively lay hold of the blood of Jesus and speak that over yourself, over others, that the Lord is blessing us today, keeping us. So, favor is part of this package. Promotion for our children. There is no way that they are not going to succeed. We're going to pray for those. And my grandpa is blessing me. My grandmother's prayers are blessing me today. And she's interceding. I will not get nervous of this test. Or I'm going to apply to this university. And the blessing of God is with me. That's the thing that we need to walk in. And that the Lord bless you and keep you. That is the word. The shepherds put a hedge of protection around their sheep. And in the same way, the Lord says, as a shepherd, I'm keeping you. I'm putting a hedge around you. Every moment, God's eye of protection is on us and our children. And the Lord make his face shine upon you. Remember the glory. This is talking about the blessing of the glory. As Moses was in the presence of God, his face started shining. The manifestations of golden glory that we have seen is an aspect of this. When I was in Tubingen, they said, you were here 15 years ago, and wherever you had gone, we saw piles of gold dust everywhere. I said, well, it happens sometimes. Not every time, but from time to time. But it's the people of God leave a blessing wherever they are. That you are going to be a blessing wherever you are. Not just your children only then, But the strangers, Bonnie and I, if you had an opportunity, if there are any people in uniform eating in a restaurant, we will do our best to see that we pay their bill. So that they are serving us, or a policeman, we will buy their meals because, well, the glory is with us. Right. We are a blessed people, and then we impart. Always be in a place. The Texans used to be, and they still are, I believe, the most giving people I've found. And let that not stop. Wherever you are, people are going to be blessed. Why? Because a believer with a royal priestly calling is among them, and you carry the blessing. Wherever Jewish people are there and they're welcome, they will bring prosperity to certain areas. Let it be. That was part of the Protestant Reformation, by the way. I could talk with you about the whole thing. The whole thing of the Protestant work ethic was part of the fruit of the Protestant Reformation. That was the Holy Ghost. When we say revival come, that means revival comes to give prosperity and the work ethic to every we and then God blesses that work that we do. May His glory shine on you, and may the Lord turn His face. It says finally, and be gracious. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Countenance means a king. When you go into His presence, He would look at you and smile. But if He looked away, if you had been treacherous or something, He would look away. And then you were, you're in trouble. But a king would look at you and lift His countenance on you. That means you are favored. And the King of Glory Himself is lifting His countenance upon us and giving us peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel. In that way then, as this was holding that up, was a way of putting the name of the Lord. That means Jesus is Jehovah Rapha. I put that name on you. Jesus is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, your provider and promoter and giver of favor. And so we are putting that name on you. And God is making His face shine on you. Every time the priest would speak this blessing, the power of impartation and bestowal and glory came upon the congregation. Never be blasé about that. Receive it every week, whenever you can. And the men of God, the servants of God, and the women of God, you have the authority to release that blessing. Wherever you are, therefore, you can speak shalom. You can bless whatever business you are in. Amen? Yeah. When Bonnie and I were welcomed at the... We have gone to the National Prayer Breakfast many times. But I remember one time, and we would go to Washington, D.C. We were with George Bush several times, and Ronald Reagan, we were invited to be there at the National Prayer Breakfast. One time, in the time of Ronald Reagan, and we were so blessed to be there. And I mean, he was an amazing. He had a Davidic mantle. Wow. And he had finished, people had clapped, and he was leaving. And then it was like the Lord spoke to me or something. He turned around, and he raised his hands. And he said, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord," and I told Bonnie, I mean, there were many pastors, well-known pastors, leaders from all over the United States there. And I immediately knew what was happening. I said, "Bonnie, stand up and put your hands out." Because this man who is the president, who has a Davidic mantle, right, and he's a real leader, yes, is releasing his blessing over us. Receive it for ourselves and our children. Yes. And so we have always, I mean, I would encourage you, never be blasé about it. So in a moment, I am going to speak fresh blessing a high priestly blessing over you. Hallelujah. Using. We bless the memory of Leonard Nimoy and Mr. Spock. But he was just borrowing from the Hebrew tradition. This. How many of you can do this? Some of you will have to practice. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. Remember now. Someplace you can just raise this. All right. I'm going to bring this to a conclusion. Right now, Bill asked me if I would take an offering to bless our endeavors and ministries and our outreach efforts and blessing the orphans and medical clinics that we are supporting. So I want to take a moment for you to sow a seed in that. And remember, this is Texas. And Texans know how to bless. Anyway, so I always say that's, I mean, Texas has been so blessed. Such a wonderful, I mean, they are the ones who, I mean, they helped provide my scholarship. And then got baptized in the Holy Ghost here. Was called to the ministry here in Texas. Found my wife here in Texas. I mean, I have been blessed. Amen. Went to graduate school here. They sent the missionary. Was from Texas who gave me the Bible first. So God bless Texas. May it flow with rivers of blessing and prosperity. All right. You got your offering ready? What do we do?
Make out your checks to COP, and the credit machine is in the back if you want to use that. Or if you don't want to use that, put it on an envelope. We encourage you to give and sow a good seed. We love you, Mahesh. And the Lord bless you, my brother.
Thank you. Just a thought as you prepare to give is that I'm praying impartation. Don't be blasé. Some of you, two aspects of it. You're going to have certain moments where Father God wants to bless you. At that time, recognize it and realize a miracle, even a small one, is a doorway to hundreds more. You want to take wing as some of these things happen. The first miracle is just the first one. It's a token that several things are lining up. So don't just shut down with the first one. Fly higher, because God wants to bless you and His people are going to be promotion. Will receive promotion. Many of you will be. God is going to use you in the word of knowledge and speak miracles. All of you. Bill, there's going to be an increase of healing words of knowledge in this coming year for you. And as you go, that you're going to have a new sensing of the miracle glory. And it's there. It's always present. But I know that He's going to release it in a more dynamic manner. But as some of these tokens happen, though, the thing I wanted to finish with is remember to keep a journal or make a note. Testify. Put it down and then share. If you'll come to our conferences or a gathering anytime, you'll find we have a sheet where people put their testimony. And when we have a moment, we will share that with others. You know what? Because one miracle will release hundreds more in the lives of other people. So don't keep it, but celebrate. Say celebrate.
Celebrate.
So, and basically, as you celebrate, it's not about you. We are celebrating Jesus, the apostle and high priest, and the source of all our blessing. Amen? So come forth and sow your seed. Thank you so much. And I want this to be a context where I'm praying multiplied blessings for you and your children. At the end, Darren, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless you. After I pray, there's nowhere that I hear the anointing on Come Thou Almighty King like when you sing. And it honors the Lord so much. So I'm going to make a special request at the end when I speak that you help us sing that. All righty? Now, remember, as I'm going to put the name of God in that sense to the authority, to get whatever authority mantle I have over you. And I want revelation glory to come on you. God says, and you line up with it. One of the most apostolic movies I've seen in recent days, and I give you assignment this Christmas to watch that with your kids. Even your kids can watch it. It's called Kung Fu Panda. And they tell him all through the first movie, especially, has this principle. And they say, "You are not. Who do you think you are? You are just a big fat panda. You're just a big fat panda." At the end, he has a revelation, and he becomes one with his destiny. And when the enemy comes, he just takes his two little fingers and says, "Tush," and the enemy is defeated. But he says with that, the revelation, he says, "I'm not just a big fat panda. I am the big fat panda." I want you to tell your neighbor, "I am the big fat panda." You are becoming one with the glory. You are in tune. All right? Are you ready? I want all of you, you can hold up both your hands as if you are receiving. That's the way Bonnie and I, in certain places where great men and women of God has blessed, or when President Reagan, I said, "Open your hands and receive." And the blockage for many of you, I want to respect the time. I'm aimed exactly, I'm finishing exactly when I did plan to. There is the same principle in Matrix, he realizes. You become one, and we, you, and there is healing for some of your bodies right now. Healing of relationship. People, there are some here who have not had contact, a broken relationship with your children. We're going to bless them. And I'm praying some of these you're going to see even before Christmas, a restoration in relationships. Some of you are getting fresh doors that you never thought you would, but you're going to go into places. Things of business are coming over you. So it's prosperity. Like I said, I don't want to demean in any way, but wherever the Jews went, I mean, that would bring prosperity because they're prosperous. Because this, I believe, is one of the major keys, is they walked in the blessing, the Lord's blessing. So for 2016, I'm speaking, and the coming days over you.